and embalming in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. But word attack skills and vocabulary too. Cover history of this edition is all brand new. You're through, I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get tripped on, word is bone. I'm kicking rounds to the AM vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crap. I'm coming in with the fat, funk flows and tracks. So what you saying, Black?
With all that yakety yak.
For all our younger listeners out there, if y'all couldn't tell, because we ain't get to the hook take a little bit long to get to. That was the young legend Keith Murray, the most beautiful is Sting. What y'all know about that? What y'all know about some Keith Murray?
They don't know nothing about the music.
They don't know nothing about the music. They know a lot about Keith Murray though, but they don't know too much about the music.
It's like the Jordan meme, man. They only know the foolishness that people do now. They don't know what they did before. You know what I'm saying? When these people rebrand themselves years later or just come, you know, kind of pop back out, like maybe applies or something like that, and you just see them just getting crazy or whatever, you know, now they know who they are. But Keith Murray, man.
Keith.
I agree with you, Sean, but I don't know if I would call this a rebranding. Keith Murray, I don't think this was done intentionally or strategically, but yeah, I guess. But what's good with y'all, fellas?
Chilling, man.
We're not doing as good as Keith Murray is. I'll tell you that much.
I think we all enjoy this though, man. Like, cause for us to know who Keith Murray is, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long time, man. And he popped back out. Keith Murray kind of been like saying some wild stuff for a while, but now it's like it's consistent. And has he been going on Vlad still?
Well, this particular interview he did with my peoples over at the Art of Dialogue, I didn't shoot this interview though. I would have told y'all if I had shot this interview. let me just be clear. I did not shoot this interview. But this was on the Art of Dialogue where Keith Murray has been jumping all the way out the window, being a very serious chatty patty. Talking about a lot of experiences he had of the sexual sorts with some women that we, you know, have come to know and love over the course of time. He spoke about some women that he wanted to get with that didn't get with. But I'll just to name a few. He spoke about, you know, some things he did with Foxy when she was messing with KC at the time, or you know, and then he spoke about. Was it Casey? Who was she married?
It was Corrupt.
Corrupt, excuse me. Corrupt, I know. Okay. With Corrupt, and then, you know, he had gave, what's the technical term for eating a box? Because I was trying to be technical. I didn't want to just say eating a box.
Well, not as the kids say, he was a munch.
Okay, there you go.
The kids say he's a munch.
He was munching on Shauna.
He gave her cunnilingus. He's talking about cunnilingus.
There you go.
I
was trying to get the technical term because, you know, you can't just be saying she ate the box. Oh, he ate the box, right? You can't just be saying it like that. Even though he said it like that. He said, ah, 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 ah. He was.
Your man turned into a Walking Dead character for the box.
He really wanted that. If you're doing all that and then you reenact it like that, you really wanted that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fact. He definitely was excited. But I got to ask you a question though, right? Like, I think we're men of honor, so we know we live by that code. Like, you can't really be kissing and telling her. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? We too old for that. But he also said he didn't hit. He said, I just ate. I never had sex with him. So is that really kissing and telling if I'm not bragging on my dick? I'm saying I pleased the women. That's what I did.
Eric, that's called eating and telling. That's eating and telling.
He was playing with his food. That's what he's saying?
Yes.
He was, all right, bet. All right, makes sense.
You know what Japan told you? Don't play with that food on the table now.
There you go.
Don't play. Yeah. He wanted to do that though. That's what I'm saying. Like, you, nobody is going to ever bring up the fact that you ate somebody. You know what I'm saying? You ate somebody box years later. Like, you was a munch. You was the original munch. We get it. You know what I'm saying? It happens to a lot of people. You know what I mean? Maybe he wanted to do that. My question is, I hope he didn't just say, hey, just let me eat the box. I'm cool.
I would think at that time, because of the celebrity status of Keith Murray, he wouldn't have to just eat the box and that would be it. I'm pretty sure he could have taken it down if he chose to. Or at least I would hope, because again, I wasn't there. Drew was there.
Pass me the condom, Drew.
So I would hope not. I would think, you know, that he could, you know, get that without having to just eat it. And again, ain't nothing wrong with eating the box, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to sit up here and act like there's something wrong with that, because it's definitely not. You should be taking care of your lady in that manner. But, you know, I don't know about bringing up these old stories, you know, from back in the day like that.
That was with the
celebs.
That was the shorty he was talking about? Because I didn't know if he was just talking about, he was just some nasty time with Keith Murray. I didn't know if it was that or that was really
it was nasty time with Keith Murray.
Well, it wasn't, but he wasn't, but so Foxy at the time was like, was in a relationship with Corrupt.
See.
So that's what I'm saying. That's like, damn, bro, like you can't throw her under the bus because you out here wilding. And again, listen, this is allegedly, because I can't confirm nor deny, but you know, I'm gonna have to say, for my years of, you know, being in, you know, in the substance abuse field, and y'all know what my mom does, and she's been doing that for a long time, I'm gonna go out on the limb and say that he could have been on some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna put it like that.
Old folks say that dope or that reefer.
Yeah, I'm not gonna flat out accuse him, but I'm going to say he was acting like he was on something. And like I said, my mom has been in the substance abuse field, I want to say, for 30 plus years. So I'm able to tell when somebody is on some stuff, you know. So I'm gonna say he, you know, there was a good chance that he was on some stuff while he was telling those stories.
He on that stuff. I mean, it sound like him and Foxy kind of had a relationship, because he detailed a couple times that they was together. Yeah. So it's possible that they had their own little thing going on, and maybe that particular story he's telling is only when he was the Munch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he talked about how they ended up being like on a celebrity sighting, like Wendy Williams had put him on blast. They was on a celebrity sighting, hanging out and all that. So, but Shauna, that definitely sounded like he was trying to impress her to get the box.
Yeah. 'Cause
he was like, you know, she was laying in. I started rubbing her feet, massaging her legs, and I just went in. You know what I'm saying? Then he tried to pull a move that I think all of us have tried in our younger days, like when you try to slide the condom real quick, like, hold on, slide me the condom over here real fast. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, because her homegirl is over there. Well, he said her homegirl over there, like, y'all wildin'. Like, yeah, no, chill. Y'all know what's going on over here.
Yeah, like,
mind your business. Bro,
certain things you got to kind of just take with you. Like, you got to not say necessarily take that L. You just got to take that with you. You know what I mean? That happened a number of years ago. I'm pretty sure us or anybody else have stories that we've had from years ago and stuff like that. People in different situations, they move on and stuff like that. You're not going to bring up the fact that, yo, it was a time where I was faded and I was on the couch and I started rubbing her thigh and I looked her in the eyes and I went right between them legs.
Yeah, but listen, I don't even mind if, you know, if he was sitting around, you know, smoking a blunt or drinking a beer or something with his boys and told that story. But you don't go on and do no interview and blow up the spot like that, my guy. Like, that's a bit over the top. That's some superhead shit, who was also somebody that he spoke about during that interview. But that's some real superhead type shit. Like, you don't be going and putting the business out like that for the world to know, bro. Come on, man. That's crazy.
It is corny though. We gotta call it what it is though, bro. Cause when Superhead did it, or like recently with Brittany Renner when she wrote the book, that's some shit that we'd be like, yo, that's corny. Like you trying to get clout off the celebrities you fuck with.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If this was like a Keith Murray like reality show.
True.
And like Tripp said, it was a scene where he talking to somebody like, yo, remember when I used to fuck with Foxy? Maybe that's a little different, but for you to intentionally bring this up in an interview is like you trying to stir it up, and you trying to, now you're going viral. This is what you're going viral for. And like we talked about to start the show, the younger generation don't know none of his fucking music. They know him for this shit. They don't know none of the music he did. They don't know nothing about the collaborations, none of that shit. They just, now they know him for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the whack part about it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie though. That was a wild story, but the best one was that Bill Cosby daughter one. I don't care what nobody say. That one right there, that was it for me. Because my man started making the jello pudding. Yo, when your man says, yo, I couldn't get past the fact she liked Bill Cosby, yo, I was crying, bro. I think I might have saw that like early in the morning. I'm going to work. I was crying. Like, that was the best one thus far. I don't care what nobody say. Like, that one was funny. But has that happened to any of y'all? Like, y'all, maybe it was a chick. He was like, damn, she like her father. Damn, she like her brother. Like,
thankfully, no.
That's real shit.
Thankfully,
I've never encountered that. Yeah. Thankfully,
that would be crazy if I did. But yeah, no, I haven't encountered that. Shit, I don't even. I mean, most of the chicks that you take down, you probably not even going to know what their parents look like anyway. I probably say maybe 70% of the females that you take down, you're probably not going to know what their parents look like anyway. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's probably even a higher percentage than that. Because yeah. I generally, you know what I'm saying, I don't be trying to see everybody's parents just because I took it down.
So, well, in our time, yes, but now, no, because they got social media. Well, my fuckers posting their family and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, so it's possible. But then if that was the case, it's like you would have known that already. Mm-hmm. Before you tried to holler, you would have known she looked like, you know, Bill Cosby. Because once you, like,
right.
So it was weird.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing, Trip. Like, when you met her, she looked like her pops.
That's
already.
So I'm confused as to, like, where we going with this thing? Because you saw her and you know what Bill Cosby, like, even, like, if I see a chick right now walking down the street and I look up and she looked like Bill Cosby. And it's in my mind like that. I mean, I might still try to take it down because maybe she got a little bit of paper. But I'm probably, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to know, like, nah, just she looks
too much
like
Bill. Yeah.
Like, Biggie daughter look like him.
Yeah.
Biggie daughter look like him, you know what I mean?
Does, and like, but even she don't, she, like, not like, it's not like spitting image of Big. Like, you can tell she's Big's daughter.
Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing, though, right? Like, with the celebrity children we talking about, since we know what their father look like, we already kind of have that image because, like, oh, you such and such daughter.
Yeah.
If you met a shorty on the street, right? You met her on the street. You didn't know what her parents looked like. You just met her on the street. And then you, when she introduced you to parents, you're like, yo, you look just like your father, yo.
This is what I'm saying.
With that, fuck it up. Because, see, Bill Cosby's daughter, that's different. Bill Cosby is a global icon. He's a celebrity. Everybody know who Bill Cosby is. So you knew that already when you met her. But if you, I'm just saying, hypothetically, Trip, if you met a shorty on the street, you didn't know what her father looked like. And then when she take you home, you know, to meet her parents, it's like, yo, you look just like your dad, yo.
No, but see, my thing would be, first of all, if, like, do you look like a man or do you just have some features that I could tell you're related to this person? Because if you look like a man, I'm not even going to holler at you no way. Because to say that you look too, like your father, so that's me saying basically like your face looks like a man, right?
So like a man.
Yeah.
What if the dad had a feminine looking face, though?
True.
Pause. I don't even want to be thinking about
it. You look nice and supple.
Hey, yeah. Come on, Sean.
Your skin's so soft.
Yeah, stop with the
pause. So you ain't gonna have a problem adjusting, do you?
No, I don't want no, I'm good. I'm not trying to date in somebody that looks like their father and looks like it has man features. If you look like a man, I'm not trying to date you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody that is looking for that in their life, but I'm just not looking for that. I'm good with that. I like my woman to look like woman and to actually be woman. Just going to put that out there right now. Let's be clear. I like my woman to have to look like woman and to have been born woman. That's where we going.
No, that's bias, Trip. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. If you're a straight man, remember we had that conversation about that girl who tried to say, as a straight man, you shouldn't have a problem with a trans woman because it's still a woman. Nah, I know it ain't.
Listen, you like what you like, man. You can't tell them, you can't force other people to like what you like or tell them what they gotta like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not telling nobody they gotta like any type of person. I'm saying, me personally, my preference is if I'm going to date a woman, I'd like for her to be born as a woman. That's my personal thing. No disrespect to nobody else. If you don't have a problem with dating somebody that maybe didn't start off as a woman and now they're a woman, that's perfectly okay. That's how you choose
it's
to live your
up
life.
That we even got to say that nowadays.
Well, that we gotta
say it's my personal preference, nothing against nobody else. We shouldn't even have to say that.
We got to put disclaimers out because, you know, as Dave Chappelle would say, we don't want the alphabet people to come for us. So we got
to
put those.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a shame that that's the point we're in as a society where we shouldn't have to explain what our preference is and justify what our preference is. Like, I ain't got to justify why I like bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning. It's what I like. That's what it is.
And, like, I shouldn't have to defend my decision to only date women that were born women. And I shouldn't be made to feel bad if I don't like a woman who wasn't born a woman. But that's where we at with it with society. You gotta be very politically correct. You gotta be very careful with the way that you say things and do things. So, you know, I let them know, respectfully, I love everybody, but who I'm going to date is going to be a woman who was born as a woman. And you say, I didn't disrespect nobody, because however, if you identify as a woman, that's how you identify. But one thing that you can't identify as if you weren't is being born a woman. You might be, you can identify now if you want to make that change and identify as a woman, do you. But you can't identify as being born a woman if you weren't born a woman.
Right. Now, that's a fact. That's why I identify as trans financial. Sean's sister got mad at me that time for saying that, but it's the truth, because internally I feel like I should have been born rich, yes. But I'm not. So I identify, my spending habits somehow seem to be of someone who has more than they really have. So I identify as trans financial.
I think as long as you pay your taxes, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we can ask for, because we've had former presidents who don't. So
yeah. You see they coming for your boy. They coming for your boy Joe Byron over them documents and shit. All the Trump folks, they upset. We gonna go over there because you know Tripp gonna get upset or whatever. But they coming for Joe Biden over them papers. They done found some stuff in his old office.
Well, I'm still mad because they blocking this damn student loan relief. Still, I'm mad at that. Yeah. They put this thing out in motion in the atmosphere. I think they just did it just to line motherfuckers up to say, all right, yeah, now we know who ain't paying their fucking loans. Gotcha, bitch. I think that's what's going on. Because there ain't no way. But at least they did, you know, extend the, you know, you don't have to make them payments for a little while longer. So, you got to, for all the people that owe a little bit to the school fund, you better do your taxes early before they change it back, and then they snatch up your refund check.
Right, Miami got all your contact info. They got all your contact info now, so you have been ducking and dodging for a few years now. Mm-hmm. Now they know how to get a hold of your ass. Mm-hmm. So
you ain't even making minimum payments.
Gotcha, yeah. Bitch.
Right.
You ain't even making the minimum payments, because you know you make the minimum payments, they might leave you alone for a little bit, but nah, they not trying to hear that, though. They not trying to hear that at all.
Not at all. Now they got your email, they got your contact, they got your new address. They're going to track you down now. They're going to come get you now because you ain't been making them payments in the past. Like Tripp said, it was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Tripp, what happened to your connection out there, man? Is Tripp out of here? What happened with Tripp? Man,
I don't know. He be back. Yo.
Yeah, he be back, man.
He be back. Yo, so let's get into something, because we was talking about somebody being a little munch earlier, but Yachty said he kind of over having sex. I guess he's smashed so many joints in his lifetime or whatever. Which is pretty interesting. You know, a lot of artists, they kind of like, you know, put themselves on a pedestal with maybe the women that they can get, the things that they can do and stuff like that. So for artists to kind of say that maybe that they're kind of over it and they've had so much sex and they kind of want to chill, I think that's kind of, that's something different. Interesting.
Yeah, it is something different. It's unique in itself. I mean, he didn't outright say he was going celibate. I think he was basically saying that he's not having sex with women that, like you said, that aren't up to a certain level. Mm-hmm. Or aren't up to a certain caliber, which I kind of commend them on, though, in a way, because it's different, it's unique, like you said. But a lot of times we criticize and we joke on these musicians and entertainers who be fucking around and getting five or six different women pregnant. Yeah. And he's basically saying, like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm not even gonna put myself in a situation where I could be tied to any of these women that I don't feel are of a certain level that I should give my attention to. So I respect it. You know, it's unique, but I definitely respect it.
He should feel that way. You know, why not? Because, like you said, Eric, like, why would I, let's just say, and I'm not saying this is all women, I'm just going to describe a particular type of woman, right? If I know you just here for what you can get from me, why would I want to continue to take it down and possibly risk getting you pregnant and then now I'm stuck with you? So yeah. I completely understand that, and that's, you know, that's my philosophy too. Like, I don't want to just be just out here, you know, with anybody, because everybody got that time in the middle of the night where shorty roll over on it and you just like, all right, fine. We done all been there before, right?
You said,
but
fine.
We don't have, but, you yeah, say but we fine. Don't have. Nah, we've all been there, Sean. Sean, you know.
Ah, here we go.
we have. Come on, let's call a spade. We've all been there, had the middle of the night, shorty roll over, hop on top, and you just like, all right, let's do it. Fuck it. You just gonna go with it. We've all right, been there.
We've all been there where Shuddy done initiated, and you're like, well, since we're here now, you know, let's finish the job.
Yeah.
But but in his case, you're right, Tripp. You know, he, like we like to joke about, he is the catch for a lot of these women.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with that type of money that he's dealing with, you got women who trying to get you trapped up with a child, who trying to get you in some type of controversy, who trying to go viral for saying they fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So he's right. Like, why should I keep putting myself on the line and risking my career behind some dumb shit you could do? Because we've seen other artists too fuck with the wrong women, and it's really fucked with their career as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so like on the flip side, I think what's her name that used to mess with Michael B. Jordan?
Laura Harvey.
Laura Harvey. She be having them do some NDAs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing too. That and you know I've been trying to do the Derek Jeter gift bags and whatnot too. But I'm not on his level, so I can't put the type of like he be putting like flat screen TVs in his bags and stuff like that. I can't do that. But you know,
Trippie just getting them Nike sweatsuits. Yeah. Okay, we had a good time.
I call up deals and say, look, "Yo, listen, hook me. I need a discount on this."
Right. Yeah, I got you. I can't decide between the purple or the mauve. So I got you the mauve right here. little sweatsuit.
With the colors. The mauve.
I got you a little sweatsuit, and it's dual purpose because that way they don't try to steal Tripp's hoodies themselves. Got you a sweatsuit now.
Yeah, because I don't play that shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's two birds with one stone right there.
Girl, you know how girls will try to get you for your hoodies? I don't play that, though. Like, we ain't about to do that. We'll fight before you get...
My hoodie's my hoodie, man.
Yeah, I don't... Nah. You know, especially for big brothers, you know, I be having to shop to get, you know, to get my hoodies. So, you can't have this hoodie, sweetie. I'm sorry. You're going to take this D and get on with it.
Yachty doing it the right way, man. And I mean, and Lori Harvey doing it the right way, too. She got a lot of money on the line, bro. She can't, you know, we can laugh and joke all we want, but she can't fuck that up behind some knucklehead motherfucker.
Facts.
You know, she got to be careful. Like, and granted, we know she's not dating regular dudes from the block, but just because somebody else is a celebrity or got a little bit of money don't mean they ain't a little crazy either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she could be dating with a crazy motherfucker, and then it's like, now he all in the tabloids with it. He trying to expose secrets and shit.
Yeah, hey, get his Keith Murray on.
Yeah. You know her father used to host Family Feud. Good dude. I met him before. Anyway, yeah. I'm back eating the pussy.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful. Plus,
y'all about to go see my girl and say, you know, Laura, you know her?
Yeah, you know her? Yeah, yeah.
That ain't one of the names you can drop though. Cause think about it though, right? So we being honest. She's like, there's always kind of been maybe those joints that you might have messed with. You couldn't tell nobody about because you know how certain dudes would act. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys can be chatty too. Like, I was thinking about this shit earlier. Like, certain chicks might get crazy for you, and certain dudes would think that she'll get crazy for them too. And it's like, nah, maybe that's not the case, baby. That's not the case for you. She don't like you like that.
Remember, I was telling y'all about the Miami trip, but I couldn't tell, you know what I'm saying? That I had, you know, got a little love that, you know, somewhere in Miami. I couldn't tell her the guy that because I know how, you know, how people get sometimes. Everybody, you can't talk to everybody about your sexcapades, you know?
Yeah. That's a fact. I learned that the hard way in high school, bro. I did fuck up one time like that, and, you know, shorty wouldn't bless me no more after that. But
you learned your lesson.
I should never talked about it. I should just kept it to myself, and that's it.
That's the main thing. As long as you learned your lesson and, you know, you kind of moved on from it, then that's what's most important.
That's a fact.
Right? So we are who we are, right? When's the first time you two maybe had, like, a guy and somebody just hated on you or whatever? I think I was, like, maybe fourth grade, seventh grade. I had, like, some situations when I was real young where I think seventh grade I was dating a girl, and this dude I know went and told her, like, oh, yeah, he about to break up with you and go talk to so-and-so or whatever. I was like, bro, like, what's up?
I got one like that. But hold on. Before I answer this, we ain't even telling people where they at right now, man. Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit.
Exactly.
We was vibing.
So we was in the groove. So I had a situation in junior high school. Can I see? I don't even now because I want to call him a fuck boy, a fuck nigga. But I don't know if that politically correct. Can we still say that? Because that might offend somebody by saying that. So this dude, so he called me. Remember, this was back when the three way calling was like first got lit, and motherfuckers be on half. So he had shorty on the line. I'm out here talking crazy, you know what I'm saying, about shorty. Next thing you know, I finish talking. All you hear is a word. God bless you. Click. Shorty, you hear shorty hang up the phone, and I'm like, yo, if this dude was here, we'd have had to fight behind that. Like, we'd have had to go to blows. Cause how you gonna call me with shorty on three way, knowing you got shorty on three way? Like, you ain't the feds, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that was it. And then what the crazy part about it is, I bumped into her like years later, and when I tell you, this chick was bad. Oh my goodness.
He was still bad?
Well, because think, she was junior high school cute when this happened.
Okay.
Now,
so she ain't fully hit her peak.
Exactly. Because she was like, she was junior high school. Girls be skinny and whatnot. They don't really got the bodies and nothing like that. I seen her. I was on the train. I seen Shorty just, oh my goodness, like completely blossom. I couldn't even say nothing to her. I had to let it go by. I just looked in it and admired it and said, you know what? It is what it is.
Nah, you bugging. I would have said, what up?
I'm telling you, it was so bad. When a motherfucker don't curse you the fuck out after you done said some bullshit and they hit you with the God bless you, good night.
True.
It's over, bro. You can't, like, ain't really no coming back from that one. When they hit kill you with the kindness, you gotta take the L.
That's right. They cause see, if at least they curse you out and yell at you, you know you could at least try to get some sort of conversation going. Like, I calm her down and speak to her. But when they that calm, it's like they already made up their mind. It's a wrap.
It's over.
So. Yeah, niggas that hate like that. That's how it be, man. The worst hating experience I ever had, I'll never forget. Yo, 9th grade. We had just left New York. We was living in Fort Knox, Kentucky. Moved to Kentucky during my 8th grade year. And by my 9th grade year, like, you know, I had a steady group of friends. I was playing baseball. So I was like, I don't want to say I was like popular, but I was kind of known because I was on the baseball team. There was this chick. I was a freshman. She was a junior. I had like the biggest crush on Shorty from day one of high school. Day one. By like Christmas break, we kind of became friends because she lived in the area and she knew some of the same people I knew. And like I said, since I played baseball, I knew a couple people now. And I was crushing on Shorty crazy, crazy. She wouldn't give me the time of the day, but we was cool. And I never forget, like by the spring break time, my step-pops was away on a TDY in Florida. And my mom was working night shift at the time. And me and Shorty used to hang out in front of the house. And I finally one day like kind of convinced, like, yo, come in and chill. But now mind you, I'm 9th grade, so I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just trying to vibe with it. Like, I'm gonna see where this go, whatever. So we hung out one time. Nothing happened, but I could kind of tell, like, I think she liked me. All I ever said to this other dude that we was cool, we was all cool. He had asked me, like, oh, you see such and such? I was like, oh yeah, I seen her yesterday. He was like, oh yeah, I was hanging out. I was like, oh yeah, I seen her. That was all I said. I never said she was in the crib, nothing. Homie went back and exaggerated the whole story to Shorty. And that was the end of the situation, bro. I'm like, yo, I worked damn near 4 months to get this right where I needed it to be. I was breaking it down a little bit. Like, yo, she was looking at me different. She wasn't looking at me as a freshman no more. Mm-hmm. And then this fuck nigga, man. Now, I'm going to say a trip. This fuck nigga going to exaggerate the story and shit and make it seem like I told him it was something that it wasn't, bro.
Bro, somebody did that to me recently. Or something, and it's crazy because I can't say the names on the air because, you know, we all know the person that's involved with it. But I had stopped, like, I kind of, like, lost communication. Like, I hadn't been speaking to this person in a minute. And then, you know, but on my end, I'm just thinking, you know, we just, you know, sometimes you're not around a person, you just don't speak to them. Mm-hmm. So, I hit them back up. I'm just, hey, what up? You know, just checking on you. I haven't heard from you in a while, blah, blah, blah. So, Shorty started telling me, the reason why is because I heard you was telling people that, you know, we was blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, hold up. I know I ain't tell nobody that. So I don't even, I can't even, like, in my mind, I couldn't even fathom who could even say something like to her because I didn't even talk about that situation like that. So the only, like, way you could have even put that assumption in your mind is maybe you saw us together or, you know, just body language. But other than that, I ain't even tell nobody anything about the situation that we had. But, you know, it's always a hater lurking around because he's trying to get it, and he'll just say something.
But that's just always just been, like, a weird flex for me. Like, from a young age, we talk about this shit, right? It was guys that did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said this many episodes ago. We were who we was before we realized who we was, right? So before we realized who we was, they knew who we was. So they saw what we was doing. They saw who he was talking to. You know what I'm saying? Eric, they knew you was talking to Shorty, and he ain't like that. Was he older than you? He's the same age as you?
Nah, he was like a year older than me.
See? So he was mad about that.
Right, because when I was a freshman, a lot of my friends was older than me because, like I said, I played sports. So a lot of the dudes I knew was like sophomores, juniors, seniors. I was on the baseball team. And then the area we lived in, because we were all on base, but we were like maybe like 20 minutes. We had to literally take a bus to school, even though we was all on. Fort Knox is a really big military base.
Yeah.
So we had to take the bus in the morning. So kid you not, damn near everybody in my area was older than me. So that's why, like, by the time my first year there, like, I didn't really have too many friends. I was brand new to the area. And then I was in 8th grade. Everybody else was in high school. I was the only 8th grader pretty much on my bus. So by the time I had 9th grade, they kind of knew who I was from the neighborhood. And now they seen me in school. So it's like, oh, that's Eric. Yeah. So homie hated on me just for no reason, bro. Like, it was, and I swear on everything I love, I never forget. Cause I'm like, when I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, I seen her yesterday. That's all I said. I never was like, oh, we was chilling. She came in the crib. None of that. And when he seen it, he ran with it on something like, oh, yeah, I heard, you know, Eric told me y'all been spending time and, you know, y'all talking now, this, that, and the third. I'm like, when she told me that, I'm like, nah, this nigga, he gotta like you, bro. Cause how the fuck you take all that from what I said? But after that, Shorty never let down the walls again. Cause to her, she felt like, oh, you gonna tell somebody if we more than friends. So I'm not gonna trust you.
Cause it's always an old nigga trying to take a young nigga out.
Yep.
He was hating that. The hate be real, man. It's crazy. Like, and it don't gotta be that way because, like, and that, like, that's the shit that pisses me off. Cause I know, and when you know that you're not like that, and it's just like, yo, bro, like, what, like, what's the problem? Like, my, like, the same way I scooped, you could have scooped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe you couldn't, but
you, but she liked you more. There. She was really she was willing to bust a move for you. Like, it's just what it is. You gotta play the game. You gotta accept it for what it is. Cause this joint says probably did you the same way that your man's probably got. Like, but you took it, pause, you took it on the chin and kept it moving.
That's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta be like, all right, it is what it is, bro. Like, that's, like I said, that was the first time where I was really like, yeah, niggas really will be out here hating. They will, you know what I'm saying, really try to fuck you up.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's how you got to take it. You got to play the game as it comes, man, and just learn from it. That's all you can do.
Facts. Hey, listen, shout out to everybody that's been checking in with us. See, we had a couple people popping in and out of the live. Make sure you guys are subscribed to all our social media. Hit that Instagram at Shooting the Shit Pod. The Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, .com/ Shooting the Shit. And subscribe to that YouTube channel. We're going to be going live a lot more, a hell of a lot more in 2023. So make sure you guys subscribe to everything so that you can stay in the know of everything that we got going on when we're Shooting the Shit.
Did y'all make resolutions this year? Y'all making goals? Did y'all do any of that this year? I haven't heard too many people still been saying that or whatever.
I don't really make resolutions. I make goals. Because resolution is like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you doing something wrong. You got to make a resolution for something that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I do in my life, I stand on it. So it is what it is. I'm not going to make a resolution for it. Now, I make goals for myself every year. I set a goal for myself last year. I accomplished it. I set goals for myself this year, and I'm going to accomplish those too. And that's how I'll be, you know, moving with it.
Yeah, I agree. It's more goals than anything. You know, and just trying to attack goals from day one and take it day by day and go from there.
Mm-hmm. How y'all feel about Bigavelli getting out?
Free the wave.
The wave.
Free Bigavelli.
Hold on. Now you know you're gonna make me play some you gonna make me play some damn Max B.
Bigavelli.
This don't make no sense, man. Let me throw some Max B on. Free the wave, man. That shit is about to be lit. Max B come home, shit about to be fucking lit. Music, hip hop about to get
a lot has changed since he been in jail, man. Like, for a person like him, his personality and stuff like that, for him to be like a very like outgoing person, the way social media is, we were just talking about Keith Murray. Like, he might like flourish right now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, listen, for the younger generation, bro, a lot of the sounds you hear now is Max B. He kind of invented that style. But Max B was made for like social media, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You look back at some of them Sub-Zero DVDs, Cocaine City DVDs, and when you see Max B, the way he was talking and his whole style and how entertaining he was.
She let me touch it in Miami.
Yeah. I forgot. I think it was Jim's album, The Diary of a Summer Joint. He had like a little DVD to it, and that's when him and Max were still on real good terms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this scene where Max's wife called him because he was hanging out the night before with the strippers at the club. And he's reenacting. He's like, no, baby, please don't leave me, baby. Please don't leave me. He said, as soon as I hung up with her, I rolled over on the next bitch, baby. I was out here. I was like, yeah. Max a wild boy. So.
You got to fuck with Max B, man. Max, rest in peace, Stack Bundles. Because
All right.
When Max and Stack was with Jim, It was lit, man. They so much fucking good music, you know, was coming out at that time from Jim having no, like, he, Jim picked the right dudes to have around him, because between Max and Stack, that, yo, he had some fucking hitters. Stack had all the lyrics. Max had all the hooks. Like, you could, like, you couldn't do nothing with him, man. That was it.
Yeah.
Bird Gang, man. Shout out to Bird Gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dipset is the family, so shout out to Dipset, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. And now that him and French, you know, they worked out their issues from the past, you know, hopefully now Max get right to it.
Mm-hmm. When he come home. And I know Max gonna jump right back in the studio. He about to get it crazy lit. Max gonna be like how Tory Lanez had got lit on Instagram when in quarantine. That Max about to take over social media as soon as he come home. It's over.
How long you been locked up for?
13, 14 years.
I was about to say like 14 years.
Yeah, Max, he gonna have that Boosie effect online, like with just everybody, like, and because, you know, one thing, especially with hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, obviously a lot of shit has changed now, but cats still got a lot of respect for dudes that stood 10 toes down, you know, caught a charge, did they bid, ain't telling on nobody. And can come home, you know. Cats is still getting respect for that. That's why you can't say nothing to Bobby Smurda. You can't say nothing to Rowdy Rebel, because cats like that stood tall, did they time, and came home is always gonna get respect. So Max gonna come home and he gonna get that same love, that same respect that he was getting before he went in. And as long as he wanna do music, Max about to get it lit.
Yeah, I agree.
He was in jail doing some stuff though, right? Like, they were having some recordings and stuff like that here and there.
But you know, it's tough to, you know, really maneuver like that when you locked up.
He's on the last French album/mixtape, the joint that he did with Harry Fraud. Mm-hmm. Max is on there. But again, it's tough when you inside like that, because you don't get to, you know, obviously you can't move around the way you want to. You can't promote what you're working on the way you want to. So I agree though, like Drip said, man, social media ain't seen nothing like, you know, Max B. It's going to be different, bro. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sue Surf, but Max B is the real wave.
Okay. Yeah, that's the original wave. That is the original wave.
Yeah.
All the wild old heads is coming back. Like, y'all young boys think y'all wild. These old heads is nuts too. Like,
listen, but you know,
respectfully and in a good way though, you know, in an entertaining way, he definitely gonna get that follow out of me, because I know he's gonna be on the gram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gonna be up and be doing all that stuff or whatever. So that's definitely gonna be entertaining for us. You know what I mean?
We gotta talk to see if we can get Max B, you know, on the podcast or interview or something.
Oh, that'd be fucking.
We might have to reach out to the Wave God, man. See what up.
We still on the live right now.
Let's get one more topic in before we wrap up the live.
Yeah, we might just we giving y'all the whole episode on the live today.
That's a fact.
You want to get some bullshit? Y'all want some BS? Y'all want something silly?
Let's get ratchet with it. What we got? What you got ratchet?
I
know you got some ratchet shit in the stash. Let's end off the show with some ratchet shit today. And I'm going to end off the show with some more Max B music.
So listen, I don't know if it's ratchet, but it's something that's kind of silly. So you remember the young boy from some years ago that was a doctor in Florida that was having
glasses. People come to him
and he went to jail for scamming? Your man went to jail again. He's 25 now, so he went to jail again. He's still scamming right now. All right? So your man is out here. He was running a scam. They said he was sentenced to 28 months in prison for crimes or whatever. And recently he was down in Florida and he was doing the same thing. So he's still out here scamming. He pled guilty or whatever, 6 charges. But I was like, how is it that you can go to jail for scamming to be the doctor and then come back out and do the same shit all over again? We that dumb as people? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know what the scam was. I don't know if he was doing surgeries. I don't know what he was doing. But how are we this dumb as people that we still allow this man to get scams and get over on us all these years later?
Yeah, I mean, scammers gonna scam, man. He got to get to it. And obviously, you know, there's a fool born every day. So if y'all let him still scam y'all, you know, I guess you the fool.
Yeah.
But
people get scammed. And stuff. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't surprise me that he would be able to come home and scam motherfuckers again, because people are very naive. You know, people just, you could tell people literally, you know what I'm saying? You could piss on snow and tell a motherfucker it's cotton candy and somebody gonna eat that shit.
Yeah.
Like that, just there are just, and it's sad, but there are just people in this world that will fucking believe anything, will go along with anything, will, you know what I'm saying, will believe whatever the fuck you tell them. And no matter how many times they get fucked over, they'll still believe some other shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He might have some cheaper prices too, though, because you know some of these motherfuckers be wanting surgeries and all this other stuff, and they willing to like put their body on the line for a cheaper price and shit. Like, you can't ever do no shit like that. Like, if you know that you want to get something done and you want to get it the right way, and let's say you want to get your nose done, and he says, "Yo, you come to my house and do it for like $500," that ain't right. That don't make sense.
Yeah, you know, people, like you said, they don't want to do their own research, and people will believe anything. And then there's some people who's like, "I just want to get it done." They're not even thinking about, like, even if he was charging regular prices, the fact that you would have to go to somebody's house and not an actual medical facility should already be a red flag. But then again, you know, not to clown on them, but we got a lot of women out here who be getting butt injections in basements.
True.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll know they going to a basement. They'll GPS the address and see it's a fucking house, mm-hmm. and still pull up.
They going to the house in Queens and shit where they got the whole bottom section that they not supposed to have.
Right. They only charging $1,500.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's how you know. Like, there are a lot of people, like, you will literally know, I shouldn't be doing this. And they're gonna do it anyway. Just like, it is what it is. So as I said, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Another thing, real quick, you threw it in the chat the other day. The hockey player Blake Wheeler, he played through a whole game with a ruptured testicle.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't even. You picked a hell of a topic to end this fucking show off with. You pulled me all the way up just now.
I don't know what mental fortitude you gotta have to do some shit like this.
Well, he probably didn't, you know, because you know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they give you a cortisone shot. He probably like just didn't feel it. The adrenaline is going. He just probably went along with it.
The only thing I can think of is he probably had a previous groin injury. And for people that don't know, like, that's high up on the inner thigh. So he thought, oh, this is just a groin injury, and didn't realize it was actually his balls.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. Cause
now, if it was the Stanley Cup, should he have played with a ruptured testicle?
Nah.
What if it's like game 7 and you ruptured it in the first quarter? You still play
what
that
if
game?
That does something? What if that does something and they got to take your dick off?
Well, I mean, that's just your balls. Why would they have to take your dick off?
But you just never know. That's what I'm saying. The whole type of shit be happening, and it could affect other stuff.
Yes.
If it's game 7 of the Stanley Cup, I could understand them trying to play through it. If it happened in game, let's say if you went into the game fine, and then at the end of the first period you realize, like, yo, I feel like I tore something here, my inner thigh, my groin area. I could understand him playing through it, thinking like, yo, it may not be that serious. I'll just play. But if you already, it's a regular season game, and you went into the game knowing like, yo, something ain't right in my balls, then you just a wild boy.
My balls hurt. My balls. My balls hurt. My balls.
That's the wild, man. I'm sorry. Like, I remember even like when I was younger and I dislocated my finger and I was in high school, my mom was like, yeah, you can't play in this game. And like, you know, like, my coach used to coach for the Steelers back in the day, right? So he coached for them back in the 70s. So in his mind, he like, man, you go out there and play and shit. But you know, hockey players, they don't give a fuck. They don't have no teeth in their mouth. They be fighting. They do all type of shit. So, you know, they definitely don't care. But
hockey players are some of the toughest motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah, they definitely are, bro. Because when you look at, they play 3 to 4 times a week like NBA players. So it ain't like they playing once a week. Like, they doing all that skating and you know, knocking each other out. And then it's like 2 nights later, we at it again. Like, I broke my collarbone. I was like, nah, I'm good. So I can't imagine.
I would hope
I'm
so.
Dead ass. I broke my collarbone my junior year of high school, and at that point I was like, yeah, football probably ain't for me no more. You know, I'm breaking bones and shit. But I can't imagine a motherfucker knocking your whole top row out and then like, let's go, let's play.
Yeah. What would have been even more crazy if he like tried to get some yeeks after that though? Like, yeah, it's all right. Like, I pulled my groin before, and I think I got some action. It was kind of like you was doing a stanky leg because like your body was kind of hanging, but that's your balls though, so.
Yeah, he probably did try to get the yams, and then that's probably when he realized something was wrong.
Rupture, yeah.
Shorty was throwing that thing back, and it's like, hold on, wait, this don't feel right.
The way it's sitting, right? The way it's sitting in the cheeks is not, something ain't right.
Yeah, something, yeah.
You know, when you hit the balls on the back on Shorty cheeks, he felt, yeah. wait a minute.
Wait a damn minute, slow down, shit. something ain't right. You throwing that thing back, I can't, something ain't right down here. Uh-huh. Now she on the phone with all her homegirls, like, you know, I bust that nigga balls.
Word. Right.
I put it on them.
Bust his balls.
Yeah. You ain't fucking it right until you bust a nigga balls right. open.
You made him come quick, but you ain't ever make a nigga balls burst. You never do that.
Bitch, you just made him come quick. That's it.
That's it. Got that nigga in the hospital right now. Word. Let me show you the pictures.
They can't do right, shit. Right. He can't even play hockey no more because his balls busted.
Yeah, nah, he got to get that. He got to get that all the way fixed now.
He got to interview Keith Murray and we got to hear about that.
We're gonna do a podcast together.
Munching it and balls busting. Yo, let's get up out of here, yo.
Facts. Let's get up out of here. Let me throw this Max B on, man. Free the wave, man. This shit don't even make no sense.
Let them know this. Shooting the shit, man.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit. Shout out to Brio.
Trying to holler at you, shorty. One focus only. Trying to hit that thing. Let's go. We make hits in the studio nightly. We out trying to get this money. We take trips in the winter jet planes. The climates where it's sunny. We got mommy on the dance floor, grinding to the beat, tip, she off the bubbly. But at the end of the day, we fit in the play. I'm trying to pin the tail on the donkey. Yes, 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 yo, and we crush the death ball.